Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? What's up?
What's up,
hey,
guys?
Hey, it's the locker room. No, scratch that, green room. Sorry, we love football experience with Jamel Johnson and Danny Solomon. What's happening?
Nothing, but I'm here to save the country.
Me hey. Too.
It's two NFC East legends' birthdays today. We got Nnamdi Asamoah turned 40 years old and Brandon Jacobs turned 39.
Okay.
Felt important.
I'll allow that. Nnamdi Asamoah, NFC East legend?
not quite. I mean, legendary in a bad way, but yeah.
There were other parts of that dream team that made the whole thing hilarious.
Yeah, this the story that came out where he was eating lunch in his car away from the team during the season. That was kind of like the story that broke the camel's back in terms of the dream team being dead.
Been there, buddy.
Honestly, one of the most relatable things an NFL player's ever done.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental health issues that nobody talks about in sports that we're finally getting to the root of just this year, I feel like. People are fucking crazy.
Yeah, but Nnamdi Asamoah is married to Kerry Washington. There's nothing to be upset about.
Still?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a competitor, though. You got to be a certain. You got to have a little bit of nuts in your trunk, whatever you would say. Whatever there's a term that sounds like that. Just go with that.
If my lady had a show in syndication, I probably also wouldn't be that good at football.
I see Mahdi Lilwax in the room. I am very curious what Mahdi got into on the 4th of July yesterday.
Took a big dump.
Oh, you know, I went to a comedian party and generally felt uncomfortable and then went home and got too high and I watched Eastbound and Down.
There you go. That's
perfection.
Good.
That's right.
Mahdi, was anybody playing with was a football at the party? Was there a football anywhere? Was it people playing catch?
No, football's not woke enough for Brooklyn, so I saw Frisbee, though.
Can you give us some names of attendees at this comedian party? Maybe just to prove that it was a comedian party.
What's the best five comic lineup you could build?
Just general,
yes.
Just imagine general comedian names, you know. I don't know. These are made up names. Trevor, X-Men.
He's sort of he's one of those like comic book nerd comedians.
Yeah, you know, they're, you know.
He's a Frisbee guy.
Yeah, dude.
You should have brought a football. You should have brought a football and scared everybody, Mahdi.
I know. I wish I had known.
That is and always will be the problem with this podcast is we're trying to do sort of a comedy, you know, like slant on the issues of the NFL and try to get comedians on. And I think it might be just down to you this season, Mahdi. Everybody else is jumping ship.
People are too afraid.
People are too cool. I think it stopped being cool. It started being like Midwest trashy again.
What? Yeah. Football's gay now.
Yeah, they're trying hard to be gay, but they're not. They can't fake how straight they are.
That doesn't make them cool necessarily. Just because you're gay doesn't make you cool yet.
They did say it's officially gay, right?
Yes.
Goodell sat on the chair, on his easy chair, and let everyone know.
Jamel, Danny, what did you guys get into on yesterday?
I'm interested. Yeah, that you go.
My apartment is in Highland Park, and we're deep in the firework zone. So I just kind of posted up here.
Did you see a football?
No.
Danny, did you see a football?
I didn't, but there was a pool toy that was shaped kind of like a football. It was like one of those, you know, it was those tubes you get into, but it was at least oval.
Nice.
Enough. Maybe resemble a football.
Guys, I'm just going to say this. I saw a football. I touched one. I threw it. I caught it. It was pretty sweet.
You were playing catch?
I had a catch.
Where do you go to play catch on July 4th? Did you go to your dad's place?
No. I was at the beach. There's some dudes throwing a football. I did the old, hey, let me get a right here. And then they threw it, and then I threw it back.
Oh, so you only got one toss.
It wasn't much, but I did touch one. And, you know, I'm just trying to say, usually on the 4th of July, there's people throwing a football somewhere.
Fellas, we can solve this problem pretty easily by just arranging some kind of football match.
Didn't we have a comedian's Thanksgiving classic a few years back?
The last time you did that, everybody died.
Yeah, people got hurt, and I like it. I also got hurt, so, you know, I'm one of you. But I, you know, I'm ready to jump back in there. I've only gotten older, which is bad.
Marty, would you fly out for the comedians' fall football classic?
I would.
We should just arrange it at a time when Monty is here. And those of you who are listening at home, come on through. Maybe Betty Davis Park. That's the place I've played in the past.
Is that a real bar?
It is, yeah.
Man, LA is such a weird place.
It's right on the other side. When you drive through the zoo, through Griffith Park Zoo, and go out the other side, it's right there.
Danny, congratulations on the video that got posted yesterday.
You talking about Tyreek Hill's engagement?
Yeah. I know that you're basically an extension of Tyreek, so congrats.
I would attend the wedding. I mean, the truth is, you know, Tyreek was in a toxic relationship that he was obviously the driver of. They were in a bad thing going on, and he was his worst self and did many indefensible things that I will not defend. But at least some good coming out of it. He found love again, and there's no way it can go wrong.
Oh, this is a different person?
I thought we were talking about Tyreek Hill.
No, is this the same lady that he's been with the whole time?
No, this is a new woman.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah, I thought maybe we got like a really like positive twist on the story.
She beat up the last one?
She might have, yeah. He decides who he wants to be with in single combat.
The reason I asked about Tyreek, there's a list, top five Batman and Robin duos of the 2021 season on NFL.com right now. And the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are number one in the whole league.
Yeah, and it's a no-brainer. And you can throw in one of any number of other guys in there if you want to call it best trios, best quadrios.
Oh, we're leaving quarterbacks out of
this.
Whatever
you want to do it.
Yeah, we're leaving QBs out.
Yeah, what about Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt?
That's number two, baby.
Is it really?
Number two.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And it's a little soft. Anybody who had Kareem Hunt in fantasy the last half of the season, I expected a lot more from that dude. Fantasy playoffs, at least.
I mean, come on. Are you talking about Travis Kelce still?
Travis Kelce lit it up all season long, my friend.
Okay.
Number three is Marlon Humphrey.
Because now I guess they're
Marcus
like
Peters.
The next in line.
Hey, you know what? It's Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, the two cornerbacks for the Ravens. But you know what? I think we should just jump off this Batman Robin crap and talk about what we were talking about before, this Brooklyn party that Mahdi went to, that they'd be scared of football. And we were saying, you know, football's gay now. Football fined the Washington football team $10 million for their cultural inappropriateness. We have Josh Gordon is reinstated into the NFL. Aaron Rodgers is focusing on his mental health this offseason. These aren't headlines I'm making up. The NFL is trying to get into this party that Mahdi went to.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think they have enough credits to hang with these comedians.
Yeah, I mean, a 50-year-old man, Roger Goodell, shows up to the party in a yellow beanie, yellow cuff beanie.
I'm just saying, he's looking for talking points for when he's one-on-one with Trevor X-Men. Of just
Warby,
like,
with Warby Parker glasses on? No.
Dude, I only said Trevor X-Men because I was just trying to think of something, and the first thing I saw was an X-Men comic on my show.
I think it's perfect. That's exactly what this guy who I'm thinking of is named. It's the perfect name. And then he would tell you that was actually his birth name and give you some long story.
Dude, I've always wanted to do like an MF Doom thing for comedy, but it's pretty much impossible.
You mean like you go on in a mask?
Yeah, like an entirely new persona, a masked comedian. Nobody knows who it is, but it's like everybody would know who it is.
Danny, we may have covered this on the show before, but this always reminds me of Kip's shtick is to have an umpire comedian who's wearing the umpire mask and suit.
Right.
And it's just calling the audience members out.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, there's plenty of ways to go into a dark place in this business and just to get out with some money. And I feel like if you really want to take a turn, Jamel, because I mean, or Mahdi, you two are the last two doing stand-up. Maybe that's a way to go.
If you came to L.A., Mahdi, you could do it and everybody would think you were middle ditch. So... it would be like
maybe
it
might I could be get good. Into some orgies if people thought I was middle ditch.
That's your end game? Orgies?
Maybe. No. I don't know. Maybe it's my start, my beginning.
Preseason?
Yeah. Orgies? I don't know if it's the end game.
Mahdi is right that comic would do well maybe at that party, but I was trying to figure out how he would help with the football tie-in.
We'll get there. We'll get there probably about the halfway mark of this.
We will get there. Hey, Hard Knocks. It's the Cowboys. Does this like change what you think going into their season? Is this like a doom, like the worst case scenario for that team? Or is this kind of like, oh, maybe America will fall in love with Dak Prescott?
Whatever, man. What am I going to do? Watch the fucking Ezekiel Elliott put on smaller shirts?
Is he allowed to now? I know they're relaxing the uniform rules. He might just wear like a sports bra.
He's going to play in a padded bra.
Yeah, we need to have more dudes wearing sports bras.
I mean, I'm sports bra eligible.
What excites me about it is Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones. Just give me those guys making decisions, please.
Did Mike McCarthy graduate high school? Is he one of those like military school guys?
I doubt he passed English Lit, at least. That one class where it's like you have to be a little bit deep, like you have to write a poem for your final. I bet he failed that class.
I bet he failed the class. I bet he's never seen Star Wars.
Yo, he's 6'5". That's kind of crazy.
Which Star Wars? All the Star Wars?
Yeah, I don't think any.
Damn it. Okay, so his biography on IMDb.com, for whatever reason he has one, says he graduated from Bishop Boyle High School in Homestead, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Your hometown.
Why does he have an IMDb page, and how is that like where I found this information?
Because he was in Cloud Atlas.
There you go.
Hey, that gets you into that party.
A bunch of people, really, a bunch of people doing ketamine look up, and they're like, "Yo, is that the dude from Cloud Atlas?"
I'm on DallasCowboys.com/front office. Here's what we got: owner Jerry Jones, and then here's the execs: Stephen Jones, Charlotte Jones, and Jerry Jones Jr. This is like Succession for real, and we're getting this on Hard Knocks. Please let all these people factor in.
They're gonna. They have to.
I need to look up Stephen Jones because I'll be able to know right away which of the Succession characters he is.
What about Bridget Jones?
That's Shiv, right?
Okay.
Oh, damn. You know,
he has just a, he's more, he looks like Tom, to be honest. He looks more like a Tom. The Stephen Jones.
Yo, Leon Lett is their D-line coach. Al Harris is their D-backs coach. I'm looking, so we got Dan Quinn as the D coordinator of Falcons' blown Super Bowl fame. We have Kellen Moore is the O coordinator, and Joe Philbin, who used to be the Dolphins coach, is the O-line coach. And then John Fossil is the special teams coordinator, who is the old Giants coach.
Amen.
So which part of the Cowboys falls apart spectacularly in the second half of the season? Is it the offense or the defense?
Defensive line.
Defense, because of Leon Lett? Drops the ball right before
he hits. Yeah, he drops the ball right at the end.
That's beautiful. That makes total sense.
Come on.
Also, they got all these dudes cleaned up like it's a fucking Yankees roster. Like, they're all in suit and ties, and their facial hair looks nice.
Oh, but they don't do no facial hair?
I don't think so, man. Some of these dudes have goatees, but nothing beyond that.
Okay.
How excited do you get at your team's picture? The team pick. Do you ever look at it?
You know, that's really one of the first times I've browsed a team's, like, coaching staff and front office, like, tabs of the website.
Yeah, I mean, do you know your own staff?
No.
How much of a fan are you?
They're almost all entirely new for my team, so I've deliberately not gotten to know them because I feel like they're not going to last very long.
All right, well, Jamel, you've had a season with the new meat. Who do you got, a D-coordinator?
Team coaching staff.
What do you mean? Hold on.
Who is your defensive coordinator? Oh,
yo, they got Jack
this
Del Rio.
This coming season.
The leather,
you're not supposed to answer that.
The leather the jacket wearing motorcycle man himself, JDR.
This was a test. Now we have to go to offensive coordinator.
Okay.
JDR is trash, by the way. He will hurt you.
Hey, Juwan. Who's the offensive coordinator for the football Skins? Scott Turner.
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Entering his ninth season. First as O coordinator.
Wow.
That's a nice pull.
Well, it wasn't me. It's Juwan Johnson.
By the way,
who's asleep.
The fact that you have Juwan there is great. We'd love to talk to him about his upcoming head coaching gig.
Hey, Coach, can you say
now?
Coach, can you say something to the people?
What's up, y'all? Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, Juwan, we're doing great. Congratulations on the gig.
Yeah, really?
Man, thank you. It's a blessing. It's crazy.
That's awesome, man. That's like, I feel like all of us at some point had the dream of coaching a football team, and you're doing it.
Yes. It's still like a dream to me right now. It's still hitting me, honestly.
Who would you want to be compared to as a coach? Who is your coaching hero?
Right now, Ron Rivera.
Makes sense. Tough, beat cancer.
Yeah, that's real.
Hey, turned around a team that was kind of like everyone was – nobody believed in that team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you guys are sitting. I don't know if you're inheriting a team that, you know, is – has a lot of starters coming back and you guys are expected to win, or if you're just rebuilding from the ground up, like, where are you guys at?
I wouldn't say rebuilding. I think we had a stage to where I think we got pieces to try to take over the division for another year in a row. So it's more interesting to see how to do it. But I think from the inside out, I think they're excited, and me as a fan, I'm excited too, because I think we got pieces. to do it again.
That's awesome. And I know you've been around the team, so you know most of the guys probably of the who's already there.
Wait, he's okay. He's talking about Potomac. He's asking you about Potomac. You were talking about the football team.
Potomac. Oh, Potomac.
I was talking about Potomac.
Potomac wise, it's kind of the same. Except we got a lot of guys up front returning, like defensive line and linebacker wise, offensive line, running back wise. Our quarterback's returning. He'll be a senior. We lose two great receivers. One great receiver that's going to Delaware, so we lose that, you know, take the top off the defense aspect. But we got some young guys who should be able to make some plays in space. We just got to, you know, teach them the scheme and teach them to be disciplined.
And do you have any walk-on opportunities for perhaps a 30-year-old Jewish man?
Maybe. This is high school, so volunteer coach.
I want to play.
You want to play? you can play by the bleachers with the kids during the game.
I don't even think you can do that. There's got to be some kind of a problem with that.
Yeah, that might be stranger.
Hey, actually, Madi, you could. Madi could run scout team.
I don't have a high school diploma. I'm pretty sure I could enroll.
And you could run scout team.
Exactly.
Scout team running back.
Oh, you can be the Vince Papale of Potomac.
Oh, wait. Madi, are you suggesting a never been kissed type situation here?
I've never seen that movie.
Nobody's ever done it with a man before, and the creepiness of it has prevented us for years, but maybe there's a way to do it.
All right. Hey, for real, though, last thing about your team, which, again, this is awesome. I think we're all going to be rooting for you guys. What's your overall message coming in? You know, you come in, you're a new coach. Like, what's just kind of the first thing you say to a group of, like, you know, teenage dude? Like, that's a lot of dudes in a room who are looking to you for a message.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much just understanding if they can do the small things right, that they'll be able to play with anybody in the area. Just take in what we're telling you and give max effort, because we shouldn't be coaching effort. You know, y'all should want to run through that wall, but just do the small things and be structured. So if you do the small things right, big things happen.
Do you have
wise words,
like coach motivational speeches that you might draw on during the season?
I'm gonna have plenty. I'm gonna have plenty.
Like your favorite things in TV.
Any given Sunday, perhaps, just directly quoting.
Any given Sunday, I think my favorite one right now, I don't know if y'all seen the Year of the Bull documentary.
No. Writing that down.
Yeah, going. It's on YouTube. It's like, it's not the full documentary, but there's clips of it. And there's a coach in the practice, and he's talking to the team. He's outside, and he's just asking the team, you know, why are they not excited? Because, you know, they're a state championship team, and they're in the playoffs. And he just telling them, you know, basically the potential that they have and what it takes to get it done. And in the clip, he's like chasing the team around the field, yelling at them, slapping them upside the head. But he's wearing these gardening gloves while he's doing it. Year of the Bull documentary. That's nice. How I'm going in to this year.
Okay. Would you ever have Jamel come talk to the team?
About what?
Okay. For sure, because he went to Potomac. So,
hey, listen up, Potomac guys. We got alumni here.
I'll go. Yeah, I'll do 5 minutes for the kids. No big deal.
It's got to be clean, though. Do you have five clean?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm just going to talk about stealing Powerades from the Powerade machine.
With the caveat at the end, like, don't do this, but here's what I
don't do this, but you can kick that bitch real hard. And Powerades will come raining down.
Oh, man. Juwan Johnson, Potomac High. Good luck on your first season, man. Like I said, we're going to be rooting for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Sure. Battlefield, going max preps. The schedule's on there. Potomac High School, Potomac Panthers, Dumfries, Virginia.
I'm gonna start writing up some what is it? Idioms? Those little one liners, like, you know, Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna write you up like 200 of them.
Those are good to have in your back pocket for sure.
Coach needs like 1,000 of those.
Yeah, fall down 7 times. Get up. Make sure to get up every time.
Also, that could just be an assistant coach's whole job, though, is he is just like a pull string doll, just has all those preloaded, you know?
Yeah, script editor.
Yeah, you're a consulting producer at Potomac High football team.
That's where I'm headed, baby.
They're Blue not. Blood. Why are they not union? At least unionize the high school writing staffs.
Man, they just legalized weed, sort of. It's baby steps, okay?
In Virginia?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's huge, dude.
Yeah, but only if you have truck nuts on your car.
That's how you know?
Yeah.
Hey, are you in Virginia right now?
No, I'm in L.A.
Are your brothers out there?
Yeah, got them out here for the coaching symposium.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, shifting gears back to the league. We talked about Josh Gordon files for NFL reinstatement. Looks like he's going to get it. It's one of these things. It just feels like Groundhog's Day. Like, this has happened, like, every year for the last 10 years. And, like, why don't they just let this dude stay in the league? I don't understand why this is a story every single season.
What was the most recent thing that he got kicked out of the league for? I can't even keep track.
Yeah.
Was it another failed drug test? I don't remember that happening.
Well,
he showed up there was to one that a was team like, facility with lean in a Capri Sun pouch.
Is that true?
So he's been randomly getting drug tested for the last 3 months from the NFL, but he's been playing with the Zappers since February with Johnny Manziel.
And he was good. He had some highlights.
How was Johnny?
He was terrible. That guy is washed.
Hey, if you can't make the Zappers win their league because they got eliminated from the playoffs is what I'm saying, that's not enough, man. If you have Manziel and Josh Gordon, you guys should just win everything.
You have to be a fucking...
the Zappers league.
Yeah, you have to be a ringer in that fucking league. It has to be unfair that you're there.
And then the other headline is Aaron Rodgers thankful for the opportunity to work on mental health this offseason. It says he took a holistic approach to a tumultuous offseason. These are comments ahead of a charity golf exhibition. So last I saw, this dude was hosting Jeopardy and getting married and going to Disney World and doing charity golf events. Like, this is one of the strangest MVP off seasons I can ever remember.
Yeah, if I'm a wife, I don't want to hear that my husband's having mental health problems out the gate.
Fucking month number one, just like
month one.
I'm seriously depressed.
He said he was not depressed. Not that he kind of did like a I haven't been depressed, but. It's okay if I was.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not saying I would have killed her, but I understand.
Sure.
It's more like the Seinfeld. It's like not that there's anything wrong with that. Right. I think that's what he was getting at. I think what he's doing is he's first of all, he's a Machiavellian psychotic. You know, he really deals in like he's like I've been watching Game of Thrones for first time through.
Nice.
No spoilers.
Some when you said that combat shit. I was like, somebody got the HBO Max.
Dude, he is a Varys at best, probably a Littlefinger at worst. If anybody remembers from the years ago when that show was on.
Yeah.
But he's trying to manipulate the situation in Green Bay by basically just being like, I could sit out. My priorities are different. I don't have to play football. I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not a sociopath who needs football and only thinks about it and doesn't care about his family at all or a Christian God. Aaron Rodgers is saying I can sit out this season. I'm mentally healthy enough to handle it.
Is he the NFL's Kyrie, where he's just kind of on his own spiritual journey and he doesn't really need to subscribe to what the league wants him to do?
I mean, kind of. I mean, he just found out what Sage was. So.
Aaron Rodgers might be the most dangerous person to the NFL right now. He's just such a wild card. I could see him sitting down on 60 Minutes and just being like, fuck the NFL, like tomorrow.
You remember, did everybody watch the QAnon documentary?
Yes.
I've been afraid.
He's a Ron Watkins. He loves the idea of just pulling the strings. You know, he's the puppet master and everyone in the NFL is his puppet.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Shouts out to Bob Barker, puppets.
The Marionette Theater.
Yeah.
Now in Highland Park, please get yourself a season pass. All right. You know, speaking of, you know, mental health, the Washington football team was fined $10 million. The money is all going to support organizations committed to character education, anti-bullying, healthy relationships, and other related topics. And in addition, Tanya Snyder is now the team's day-to-day CEO, which is the term they keep using. Now she's on day-to-day, and Dan Snyder is going to focus on a new stadium plant and other matters. So wasn't Tanya Snyder, like, sleeping with this guy every night and discussing whatever was happening in the building? What's the difference?
Didn't she never mind.
I'm just like, didn't they like go to bed together and like chat every night? And she's like, hey, our workplace is kind of fucked up. And he's like, yeah. Why'd they make her in charge? I just don't understand.
She did the Lady Macbeth thing. She was in on it. She's a mob wife. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right. You know, she lived with it because it was bringing in the paycheck. There's all types of people out there. There's women who don't give a shit about other women. She probably was, you know, riding the gravy train. She didn't think it was her problem that people were looking up each other's skirts at work. And she just had to come to terms with it. And she was on the good end because she gets to play the I'm a woman, it's okay now card.
It's like the football skins have done so much right in every step in the right direction. They got the right coach. Their defense is stacked. Like, they changed the team name. The one thing they can't fucking get rid of is these fucking owners.
Well, yeah. I mean, they bought it.
I know, dude. It's crazy. It's like you're stuck with these people.
Doesn't this sound like the conspiracy theory of like the way the world works where, you know, we have the illusion of choice. We can get rid of a president, but they're not the real power. The real power are the owners, the people who really own us. And we don't get to decide whether those guys ever change. We don't get to vote Bezos out.
I canceled my Amazon Prime though.
Did you really? Good.
Yeah.
So you did vote him out of your subscription.
I voted
him
out of my life. You know what I'm saying?
You did it for woke reasons?
Nah, I just didn't want the shit anyway. I was just buying NCAA sweatpants. I just needed one set of NCAA sweatpants. Well, sorry.
And it's not necessary. You can go right through to the places that, you know, the small mom and pop places. Everybody's online now. I mean, it's Facebook, really. That's the one people should. All of our 35 followers that are listening, please get off Facebook.
But I can keep my Instagram?
Yes.
It's on Facebook, it's the same.
Yeah, I know, but one out of two. At least you're not on Facebook anymore.
I mean, I like what you're saying to me.
So this is like art imitating reality, because this is like the Ted Lasso storyline to a T, where the husband is ousted and then the wife has to take over. What if she's intentionally trying to make you guys lose, a la Ted Lasso / Major League?
Yeah, Major League.
I mean, that's already her plan with breast cancer, so.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, we can say stuff. We can say stuff like that.
The NFL breast cancer marketing campaign, which I believe she came up with.
Is that true?
I think so.
Whoa, Tanya Snyder got the pink cleats?
I'm pretty sure she was the one who started dropping pink cleats off.
I like the pink cleats.
I mean, come on. I have a Crucial Catch Washington football team mask.
It theoretically saved a lot of women's lives.
Did it?
I don't know. Theoretically, it did. There's the possibility that it could have. Maybe husbands who love football were turning to their wives and being like, oh, yeah, get your titties checked, by the way.
Yeah, maybe there is something to this cancer stuff.
Hey, I'm looking. I just Googled Tanya Snyder quotes. I found a doozy. Here it is. I've invested in some shoes that were so beautiful, but they're not comfortable at all. I'll endure anything for beautiful shoes. Tanya Snyder.
Same.
What a powerful, just independent boss lady.
I'm looking at a wall full of shoes right now, some of which are very uncomfortable.
She's got one more good one. I'm definitely a mommy and hopefully a great wife. That's all that matters to me. I have no desire to be the babe of the town. But if someone means that as a compliment, thank you.
All right, now I need to look at her. Tanya Snyder. I mean,
that's real as fuck. That's just realism right there.
She yeah, no, that one was good. Person. That was a good quote. I'm just saying, this is the newest owner in the NFL, and it's Jamel's team, and it's Tanya Snyder, and I'm trying to get to know this lady a little
bit. Is it not obvious to everybody that she's Cameron Diaz's character in Any Given Sunday?
Totally.
I mean, I just get rid of the standing room seats. We added a section of standing room only seats. Feels unnecessary.
Well, I wish Tanya Snyder was listening.
Might be. She and might own Spotify Greenlight.
Bring back open tryouts for the general public.
Stop trying to get on every team.
Yeah, damn, dude.
But if there was a major league team, that's what would happen is they would do an open tryout. They would pick me as the kicker as the worst choice, and then I would really actually end up being really good at kicking.
It is hard to get a good kicker, and people don't really know where to look.
Yeah, maybe it's been me the whole time. I have never kicked a football, but I bet I got what it takes.
I'll say this. I bet NFL parties are less stressful than comedian parties.
Ooh. Probably, dude.
I'm thinking Mahdi does way better in an NFL party setting.
Because, you know, you don't have to be on the entire time at the NFL party. You could
just get drunk.
You could just get drunk.
But also the small amount of stand-up that you've, or like the small amount you bring to a party, that stand-up training, they would think you're so fun. They would think you'd blow their minds. They don't know funny from jack shit.
It's true. Already in an office environment, I am the funniest person who's ever lived.
Precisely.
I mean, it's crazy how low the bar is. I'm talking about not a creative office, a regular, there's paper and pens type of office.
This is how you know how square those NFL circles really are, is because like when like Frank Caliendo or fucking, you know, Rob Riggle or somebody comes out to do like a remote with these guys, they have them in fucking stitches, losing their minds. And it's like Carlos Mencia is crushing. I mean, in Kansas City, we have our super fan is Eric Stone Street. He is not funny, and he makes videos with Andy Reid, and they're not funny, and it is painful to watch, but they fucking love it. Kansas City loves it.
That's like a local television thing?
Well, I see like the Chiefs make a lot of official videos with him in them.
Who is he?
He's the guy, he plays Cam on Modern Family. That's also how you know the NFL is going more gay.
Okay. Good point.
Even though he's not gay in real life.
He's not, no, and it's really, it's not cool. No, I don't think you have to be gay in real life to play a gay character, but it would seem harder.
I thought you got 2 points. I thought you got double points for that.
Yeah, I just think it's a little harder to pull off today, but you know, he did it convincingly for years. He did. He was the gayer of the two, if you're trying to go by stereotypes.
True.
Which is always weird to me, because I'm watching him really gay it up, and I'm just like, at what point is he, like, mocking this? It had 1 foot on the line the entire...
As long as it's a top 10 show, it's not mocking.
That's fair. That's fair. You're reaching such a huge audience, you kind of have to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's not,
that's like toe drag swag. He's just so close to the borderline, but he makes it in. On replay, he's not a gay minstrel.
That's the perfect way to look at it. Upon, like, on the infield, the speed of the game, you're like, there's no way that that's in bounds. But when we slow it down and take a closer look, he did tap the head. That's great. Madi, we need to get you into the Washington football team executive suite and just kind of rub some shoulders during a game.
Dude, I was in one of those boxes when I was a kid.
Were you yucking it up?
Yeah, dude, we had a friend of my parents was like super rich at the time, and he ended up going to prison. It was a whole national scandal, but I went to, they had box, and I went to the box dude, and one of the dudes in the box was the Red Ranger from Power Rangers.
Oh, dude, as a kid, you must have been losing your mind.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. I met Sonny Jurgensen. Jurgensen?
How old?
Oh, hell yeah.
He was like, hey, what's up? I'm racist.
Yeah, how old were you?
Like 12.
I was like, were you trying to get to talk to somebody and be like, hey, what's up with the name of this team?
Yeah, dude, I was really pushing it back then.
Do you think you got the wheels in motion?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm never going to get the credit for it. Dude, what's so weird about that, like, rich people, like, sporting event subculture is that it's, like, not even about the sporting event. It's the status, you know?
Yeah, definitely not. Because, like, really, you're further away from the field, and you're less, like, in the thick of the fandom that you're going to the game to be a part of.
Yeah, dude. And beyond that, like, in the owner's box area, when, like, the really fancy boxes, they had, like, an entertainment room with just, like, PS2s and, like, pool tables, and, like, people would be doing that shit during the game. And it's like, you're not here for the game at all.
Yeah, dude, I came to get 2 sausage and peppers and fucking play goddamn Q-Bert.
That might be why basketball is more pure, because the rich people sit right up front. You know, they want to get closer and they want to be in it. They want to be as close to the game.
Not all of them. I will.
Yeah, there is a version of where you could play Dig Dug, you know what I'm saying, in the bathroom.
Well, it's Spike Lee, at least, is right there.
That's true. No, I mean, I don't think he has any ownership stake in the Knicks.
Dirt.
Why not?
He actually was bemoaning how much money he spent on this year's playoff tickets. He was like, why the fuck do I do this every time?
Yeah, didn't he say he spent like $10 million or something on Knicks tickets in his life?
It was like up there. He was just like, it's an ungodly number.
Yeah, the budget on Girl 6 he spent on tickets. Concessions alone, that's how much he spent last season, is what he paid Anthony Mackie to be in She Hate Me.
See, I we're making fun of him, but I love Spike Lee stripped down. I love the low budget Spike Lees.
Yeah.
Give me fucking Bamboozled instead of, you know, Five Bloods.
Who do you think, I mean, yeah, I guess, who do you think, and then how much do you think was spent? Who has bought the most super pretzels at a sporting event in their life, collectively, lifetime? You know what I mean?
Oh, like the league leader in super pretzels?
Yeah.
Probably that that Jets fan who has the hard hat on?
Oh, yeah. Or the Bills guy. They're going down, Gary.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to think about, like, that because season tickets cost so much, that guy has to really make good money at whatever other job he does besides hanging out. Like, is every last bit of money that this dude makes going to these season tickets now?
Yeah, I would lean more towards that.
And his wife, I mean, if there is a wife in the picture, she can't be happy knowing that that's in the budget every season.
She's going down, Gary!
Yeah, that's like a great point. Like, Clipper Darrell, is Clipper Darrell in a relationship or is he just all Clippers all the time? And that's the same question with all of these other mega sports fans who are like literally get camera time during their team's games.
Like the Lady Hogs and the fucking the Mad Max dude in the black hole at Raiders Stadium or wherever the fuck they're at now in Vegas. I mean, that guy has to have a solid other gig. He has to be like, you know, a successful contractor, you know, maybe like a plumber that's just like highly rated plumber that gets around to the nice areas of town.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that once they're big enough, they get some kind of discount?
Maybe the team reaches out to them for goodies, you know, for like, I'm not good. Why even bother? You know this dude's going to come anyway. So you shouldn't, you definitely should not cut the price on his season ticket. But maybe he gives you like Mark Davis gives you a free hot dog every other home game.
That's true, like AMC rewards.
Yeah, I've never known super rich guys to be throwing money at anybody, let alone a dude who's going to give it to them anyway.
But maybe they do make money on the side from, like, doing birthday parties.
Ooh. Like they're doing real-life appearances.
Yeah, dude. Like the cheerleaders.
So, like, you go outside in your costume after the game and you take pictures with people for, like...
You get hired to do some corporate lunch, you know?
What corporation's message to their employees at whatever team building retreat this might be for would be punctuated by Clipper Darrell showing up? What does Clipper Darrell have to say that your CEO wants his employees to hear?
He just says, "Let's go Clippers." That's all he can do.
No, he could preach dedication for sure. Like in the Midwest, you know, like there's some light bulb factory in Buffalo. I'm sure everyone would go fucking bonkers.
Sure, yeah.
Especially if you're, like, also into God. If you're really into God, yeah. And that's part of your message.
Yeah, weave a dream in there and just, like, you told me this season's going to be special.
Yeah. The owner gives you, like, some bullshit little piece of news to pass on to the idiots in Buffalo. Yeah. Like, and, you know, I heard a little birdie told me that Joe Flacco might be coming back.
Is it Buffalo going to be good again this year?
For their fans' sake, let's hope so. Because I don't think they can, like actually, the health wise, take going below 500.
No, definitely not.
It's either you or them. It's either you guys or them that's going to take the step back.
The Browns, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know. I think they might both be here to stay, pal.
It could be us.
These are going to be the teams that lose to Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round for the next 8 years. They're just going to switch places.
Lake Erie squad.
Just be happy to be that close to his presence.
I'm not happy, Gary!
You're a super fan now, right, Jamal, for the Lakers?
What?
Super fan video?
Oh, Laker Derek isn't a super fan. He's an employee of the team.
Oh, Laker Derek. What's Laker Derek up to these days?
Well, you know, we had to talk him off the ledge when the Clippers made the West Finals. He really almost, he was listening to Papa Roach a lot.
But not
that's true. I guess we did kind of. There was a fictional super fan. Because the Lakers have celebrity super fans, and that's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all. Nobody gives a shit about how. But,
Laker Derek, voluntary security.
Rob Pelinka is not Rob Lowe. People have talked about this, right?
Yeah.
But he looks exactly like him.
He got Rob Lowe surgery.
He did not always look like that?
I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
He looks a little like if Rob Lowe and Freddie Mercury had a baby.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm Googling Rob Pelinka before.
But while we wait, everybody who's still listening, God bless you, and take the time to look at Jamel's other content. There's much of it. It's all great. You know, just look up, Google Jamel Johnson and be pleased for the rest of the day with all he does.
Yeah, because I've got 24 hours worth of crap.
I only say that because I feel like I mentioned at some point that I had an album on this podcast and there was a slight uptick in my monthly check.
Come on, that's hard, yeah.
So let's use this as a hustle.
Yeah, I got a bunch of all type of poop online for you guys.
Some made by Dan Hartigan. In association with Dan Hartigan Films.
Co-producer, co-writer on some fantastic episodes of NBA Storytime.
I'm still looking at these super fans. You know the Raiders guy who has like the zebra stripe face and wears the actual shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Kind of has like a leather beanie on.
Yeah, he's the Mad Max guy.
Yeah. Apparently he's like, he does meetups and autograph signings and like organizes all these community events. So these guys are doing it off the field as well. All we see is them maybe once every few games a season, but these guys, I don't think they turn it off when they leave the stadium.
It's a life. It's another hustle. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like those guys going to games, hustling from it. That's what we're trying to do on this podcast.
And a living.
It'd be great if someone could invite us to a game. If anybody's out there making decisions like that, we'll take a free ticket to whatever team.
Invite us to your tailgate. We'll get respectfully drunk.
Jamel, are you worried about where super fandom is going? Because this, I'm trying to think of like this NBA playoffs. The star of the NBA playoffs is the Suns and Four guy, and he's just a guy who punched another guy in the crowd and said Suns and Four, and now he's the Suns mascot, basically.
This is just a 1 year because everybody. Last year was too crazy for everybody to not get punched. You understand?
For sure.
But I don't think it's sustainable.
Okay, well, okay. Here's another realm that I think is untapped. Where's just like the Babe super fan? And I know there's like, there might be versions of like people, but it's not their full personality. Like I'm talking just a Babe who's at every single game for the Arizona Cardinals. And that's kind of all she's known for.
Well, I think it's like there might I think there's a couple teams with probably some super bad like maybe like some bike gang girls. You know?
Okay.
Which is, you know, very babe like, has potential to be babe.
I guess just give them some camera time and, like, you know, build a narrative. Because the only reason we know who Jets hard hat guy is and the Bills super fan is because they keep showing us that these people every fucking year. So, you know, just work in some other types of fans.
Yeah.
That's what the kiss cam though.
Jewish man.
Exactly.
Yes. That is doable for us.
And he's somehow the same age for 40 straight years. Because he needs to last as a character in this league. I guess he should replace the hard hat guy. Because I think the Jets or the Giants is kind of the obvious choice for who he should be a fan of. Or I guess the Dolphins.
Final thoughts?
Madi, final thoughts on the week.
On what? final thoughts on what?
Look, I know like it's only Monday, but what's your last thought of the week?
My last thought of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that I might have really messed up all this life stuff, dude. I mean, it is getting scary, man. I didn't know how scary it was going to feel to be in my 30s, and it is really scary.
It gets better.
Let's talk. I believe you.
Yeah. Okay. Nice final thought from Madi. Danny, final thoughts for this week?
I guess I should just cover the fact that I went and splurged thanks to the two of you and your horrible team picking to Red Lobster. And really, I just splurged on a bunch of lobster and crab legs and Cheddar Bay biscuits, some of which we took home and froze.
Fuck yeah.
And it was just a great time. But I did not take more than one picture. I sent you guys one picture. Some have asked about pictures. Some is a strong word. But it's been asked that I should have some pictures, or it didn't happen, and I have one, and it's of Cheddar Bay biscuits. So maybe we'll post it in our story.
So the biscuits, I like that. Is the biscuits your favorite part?
It really is. Everything else is trash. I liked the crab legs okay, and I realized that either it's Red Lobster doing it, or maybe it's just a thing, but I'm not as big of a fan of lobster as I am of crab and shrimp.
Fair.
Yeah. Jamel, final thoughts?
I love internet radio so much, and thank you all for listening.
Mm-hmm. My final thought is there's ranking all 32 teams running backs, and Miles Sanders is ranked 27th out of 32. Even though I think the Eagles are going 0-17 this season, I did take that as a serious slap in the face. There's no way there's 26 dudes who are starting running backs that are better than him. It kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Who is for sure not better than him that got ranked over him?
Give Mike us a name. Davis, who's in the Falcons. Oof. He was the Panthers' replacement last year.
That hurts.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair, actually.
Antonio Gibson's ahead of him.
He was a committee.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Najee Harris is ahead of him. He's never played a snap.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
but he's got Nike ads.
This is a good reminder for people who are playing fantasy, which we are not, to listen to the fans. The true fans know Dan Hartigan, full Eagles fan, fully endorsing Miles Sanders as a good running back. So listen to it.
Also, this list was written by Maurice Jones-Drew.
Whoa.
So, you know, he should know something about this. I'm a little disappointed by it, but I am sorry that I brought it up so late in the podcast.
Sorry that Antonio Gibson is clearly better than Miles Sanders.
I'm sorry I didn't have a final thought, for real. Just a lot going on right now.
And we're all sorry that Madi's going through a crisis. We'll check in on you off air.
It'll be okay.
Oh,
thanks
great
for listening. Bye.